we were gearing up to do this episode, and I'm in a phase of just regretting and taking back half the things I do. I'm so tired and lost all patience. Katie's like, I'll be right down, but he's about to feed, so I'm going to feed him during the podcast. And I go, what? You know, do you need to leave him behind? This is ridiculous. And she just looks at me. She's like, he's a month old. And I just immediately mocked myself. I'm like, yeah, every other working mom leaves their baby at a month old.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
put them down.
Thankfully, you at least are like immediately aware of how ridiculous.
I do. It is. You are the baby guru, the baby genius, all the patience. But it's nice when I see you lose patience every now and then.
When have you seen that?
The other day, Thomas, I think he's always on us. He loves to be touching us and climbing on us. And he stepped on your toes. You remember this? And you're kind of like, Thomas, if you step on me again, or whatever you said.
He loves to be honest.
Because I lose patience 20 times a day. Once a week.
I do more than that. But yeah, it's because he specifically has stepped on my feet so many times. And I'm like, you're heavy, dude. Like, that hurts.
It's a bummer when your own kids, the way they look at you, kind of like let you know, like, bro, you're kind of wilding right now. I was like, Eva, you know, she comes, they touch the baby. And one of my things, I just repeatedly go, don't touch his face. Stop touching his face. Don't touch anyone's face. They just walk up and just poke him.
Poke him in the face.
And Eva, I kind of maybe, like, clearly a little too hard, was like, stop touching his face. She's running up. And I kind of pushed her back. And she just looked at me as if to be like, what have you just done to me, daddy? I was like, oh, I'm sorry. You're my child, but you're attacking my other child.
They're really struggling with that. I do think that they're both kind of getting more aggressive.
He's puke all over you?
On a birth cloth, but I do think they're both getting more aggressive with
that
him.
That was right into the microphone. That was awesome. Yeah.
It's like, a wet one.
It was. As like an attention jealous thing. I think that we're starting to see that a little bit now.
Oh, well, we had a great weekend. We're doing play dates with parents. I almost didn't go to this thing yesterday. It was a baby shower. But I go, well, we get the kids something to do. And you take them, and it's just the greatest thing ever. Your kids play together. When you get to that age, it's amazing. But I went to a baby shower, and, you know, it's a baby, whatever. And Katie is like, you stay home with the baby. You don't need to do all this. She tells me, I know nothing about this. She goes, the theme is redneck, like America. I think, well, that's why, whatever. But I go, you know, in my head, I go, I'm not, it's important to me to be a good sport, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm sure I like to make fun of stuff, but at the same time, it's important to friends, I'll go. So I go, oh, I have the perfect thing in my wardrobe of silly outfits and costumes. I throw on a plaid red, white, and blue button-up with the sleeves cut off. Oh, my gosh.
Buddy.
Dude, he looks like a mutant. How's he holding his head up like that?
His eyes are closed.
Katie makes mutant babies.
He wants to like.
They're all huge and they're strong.
He wants to be part of the podcast. He's like.
And I walk in, and I was a little late, but everyone knows we just had the baby. And dude, he looks like ET or something. Is she supposed to be holding his head up that high?
I don't know.
And I walk in, and the whole place like gets quiet and looks at me.
Because
I'm kind of like, why is it? That's a weird entrance. But I'm just like walk in, and I start looking around. Everyone's in just complete regular day to day. Clothing. And immediately one of my best friends, he starts roasting me. He's like, you just come from the trailer park? You know, I'm just, I go, what? And I was like, my wife told me this was a redneck party. And everyone goes, no, it's not. I just looked ridiculous. So then it's all the things. I go, I mean, you guys are making fun of me as if you thought I would seriously wear this outfit. Like,
yeah.
Surely someone you've been like, hey, what, are you confused? Anyway,
was nobody even wearing like red, white, and blue?
No, hardly. I did think back. This is clearly the effort of a group of people that all have toddlers. Because think of our baby shower; we're the firstborn.
Yeah.
There was decorations everywhere.
Yeah,
cute cookies, everything. There was no effort behind this gathering. There was Cheez-Its and Coors Light.
Really?
And they said, then we sat in the backyard. Yep.
Well, I guess that's what happens if you're the last people in the group to have a baby.
We are back. Correct opinions. Thanks for the love as always.
Wait.
Oh.
Go back to that. Is that in the text thread with the other moms, the original idea was it in quote, redneck Americana. And then a girl.
Okay, we have to give you credit. Yes.
A girl texted that same day a picture of a blow up pool and was like, can't get more. Much more redneck than this.
There was
the
truth
same
to that.
Day, and so I was like, "This is a redneck party." And then everyone acted like he was crazy. Yeah,
they all looked like idiots.
Yeah,
Katie's always right. Thank you guys. Give us 5 stars review. We have a great episode today. We got to review some of your submissions. Funny. Someone sent it a TikTok. Like really roasted me.
Oh, like the TikTok indirectly. Is roasting you?
Not me directly, but all sorts of good stuff. So please subscribe, comment on YouTube, follow us everywhere. And let's do this. Roll music.
Correct opinions. Correct opinions.
You know, it is a bummer for little Miles and our kids. They're going to have to deal with, everyone had this kid in their school, but they got the hot mom.
Oh my gosh.
That's going to be awkward. It's going to be weird for them.
It's going to be, I didn't, what?
Yeah, well, we know that now. Your biological age is young. You look young.
Are they going to think I'm like the babysitter?
The listeners know you have men cat calling you, nice legs, you know, you get all that. And we learned you're younger biologically with Function Health, proud sponsor.
Yes.
And I'm working to keep getting healthier. I'm pretty healthy, but it makes you look like a gold digger.
Oh.
Because I got 12 years on you.
Wow. Yeah. That is pretty
Function Health.
Rough.
Proud sponsor, y'all. Function is amazing service where you can test your blood. You can also sign up for scan. I just did an MRI with them, but they test over 160 biomarkers. Yeah. And listen, your daily resilience leaves a clear data trail in your blood. And Function tracks the exact markers behind your energy and immunity, not a generic overview. They look at your core biomarkers like white blood cell count, which maps your frontline defense against invaders, your vitamin D and zinc, which are essential immune anchors. And they're commonly low, and you need to know that. Plus secondary metrics that they cross-reference, like your cortisol or your ferritin, which is connected to your iron levels. So all this, you can get tested. You know, you deserve it. Check your health the way Katie and I do. Function provides 160-plus lab tests for $1 a day. And a member pricing on advanced imaging. Join at functionhealth.com/Trey and use code TREY25. You get some money off. So go right now, use code TREY25 when you go to functionhealth.com/Trey. Check your health the way we do. You will thank yourself for it. You know, I was talking about how much I hate dealing with the meals. You know, like mental load.
Oh, yeah, it is.
So we have so many kids, I'm starting to get a feel for it. We have so many kids, I'm starting to feel like what it's like to be a mom, and I hate it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Get me back to being a dad. Welcome. I just go to my office and play golf or something.
Oh, wow.
I play golf.
You do once a year.
The amount of things I tell people, they go, do you golf? I go, I used to. Do you play video games? I used to. Just dropping like flies. And I'm proud. But I'm also dropping planning meals thanks to Factor, our proud sponsor. Factor, we've been eating Factor meals for a long time before they're a sponsor. Now we do even more so because we have the kids, and the kids like several of the different
options. Oh, yeah. It's one of the things that one of the only things Thomas eats that's healthy is the ginger teriyaki salmon.
It spurned his love for salmon. Thank you, Factor. Every week, you'll find over 100 nutrient-dense menu items to choose from on their website. They always have new options. 97% of users agree that Factor meals help them live a healthier life, too, so you can feel confident that you're doing something good for yourself. We love it for convenience, for flavor. I can get my protein in. Katie's a pescatarian. They have options. So go now. Let's eat real. Head to factormeals.com/correctopinions50off. And use code CORRECTOPINIONS50OFF to get 50% off and one free breakfast item per box for 1 year while supplies last until October 31st. That's code CORRECTOPINIONS50OFF, all one word, CORRECTOPINIONS50OFF at factormeals.com/CORRECTOPINIONS50OFF. And you will get 50% off plus one free breakfast item per box for 1 year. See website for more details.
I've had a thought lately.
The first one?
Honestly,
first
yes.
one of the year.
Honestly, yes.
Okay, this is exciting.
It's not that exciting.
Oh, well, you gotta start
but
somewhere.
You know how you're always like, mom always knows where everything is. Like you're looking for the same thing today. I said, go look in the storage closet. The second door is in a stack right there. It's like I can find all these things that I haven't seen in over a year. How come I lose my phone 3 times a day? What is that?
No, it's I hate it.
I do too.
And I, you know, we, in the intro we talked about, you know, in that mom's group text, because I was reading through it and I was scrolling and I go, Katie, you're not active in this group text. And it really made my heart sink. I go, are you that person in your friend group? The one who never responds to the group text?
Right now, yes.
I mean, no. Have you always been?
I'm definitely not
there. I go, I'm married to that person. It really kind of devastated me. I go, oh my gosh, I'm married to that. Everyone has that. Everyone has a group text. You have the one friend of the group text. They go, well, they respond once a year. And that's my wife. That's really disappointing to me.
I respond when it's needed.
And I saw your response. No punctuation. No emojis.
No, who has time for that?
I send funny gifts. I save funny gifts. I curate them. I have an album.
Way too much time on your group messages.
I add a ton of value.
You spend way too much time on your group texts.
And I can't believe I'm married. I'm married to the ghost. I'm married to the one who never responds. If she does, it's just.
And I'm married to the person who's like, everyone's like, how does he have this much time to like make a gif for this? They're like, what is he doing with his life? That's what they're thinking.
Wow. That's what they're thinking. Uh-huh. I'm the most active in all my group texts. GIFs, funny jokes.
Yeah, and they're like, callbacks. He must not be working very much.
And what do I think about you?
They're thinking she is busy, is what they're thinking.
All right. Well, I mean, what?
See?
That really did upset me, but okay. Yeah, I don't know why you can't find your phone, though.
But yeah, it's like this crazy, like, we... Like a lot of women, we have this ability to like know where all of our husband's things are. We can find all these things, but I feel like we all lose our phone in our wallet daily. What is that?
I don't know.
I think it's just how selfless we are.
Can you find good recipes?
I'm trying a new one tonight. We'll see how it is.
I'm actually starting to finally know what it's like to be a woman. I've had enough kids now, enough going on and feeding them. Like 2 p.m. hits, you start to think, what's for dinner? And I want to dive into a wood chipper. You go, oh my gosh, I have to put this together.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
Yeah. But we're going to try a new one tonight that the kids, I'm sure, will not eat, but let's give it a try.
You told me over the weekend, you go, I read something. I saw something that a kid on average needs to see something on their plate 30 something times before they eat it.
Oh, yeah. It's like, I think it's like 50 or something. I mean, so we're going to keep putting in front of them.
Putting what?
Anything. Vegetables. I mean, you've seen it occasionally. Thomas will randomly pick it up and try a piece of something. Got to keep doing it.
All right. Let's just get right into some correct opinions. Let's get this thing ripping.
All right.
Do you have one?
I do.
Okay. You want me to go?
Yeah, you go, though.
My correct opinion is your veneers look bad. No one else agree with it? This is a mental illness in this country. The amount of people you see, and again, people already, you're getting all fired up at me. The disclaimers, you got to say, if you get your teeth knocked out, of course you can get some, blah, blah, blah. But, and you get good ones. There's so many people, rich, famous people, they already have teeth.
And they're
that aren't yellow, that
teeth.
Aren't gross. And they just go get what were already good teeth and they get fake perfect teeth and they look crazy.
Too perfect.
I can't even look at these people. I go, this is a mental disease.
Yeah.
I feel so strong about that. The Botox is one thing. Listen, I'm a hair transplant guy. You know, listen, you can do some of these things. I don't judge. But when you're walking around, you look like the donkey from Shrek.
Oh, wow.
I don't know what's happening. I'm at a loss, Katie. I'm at a loss for words.
I think
no one's teeth need to be that white.
Yeah, I mean, that's coming from someone who I probably do need to whiten my teeth, but like they shouldn't be like paper white, right? I mean, they shouldn't be.
It looks crazy.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I kind of feel like people who do veneers shouldn't even offer certain shades of white. Like, why are they offering those that color?
They're so white. It's so strange. Like, there's people with like my teeth right now, and they're like, I need to get these fixed. You're like, dude, this looks, they shouldn't look perfect.
Right.
It's not real.
People don't want to look real. That actually, my correct opinion is like, goes along with this, actually. My correct.
Okay, well, can I wrap up, please?
Okay.
I just, I don't want to move on quite yet.
Okay.
I feel like every day a new one bites the dust. They go up. So, because they got to tag them, right? They like get the deal. Look how great my teeth are before and after. What are they made of? Like, can they feel them? Because they get them like whittled down into spikes, right? And then they put them on there.
That's the part that it makes me cringe. Like,
I think there's a way to not do that, but.
Okay. Because that really, could you imagine looking at yourself? Do you think people, when they do get that done, do you think that they look in the mirror at their little like whittled teeth spikes? I don't think I could ever look at myself like that.
It's so horrifying.
That would be terrifying.
No, when I first saw videos like that, I thought it was some weird like gang initiation thing or like some like, you know, some tribe deep in the forest. Like this is what they do when boys become men. But I've never seen a full mouth set of veneers that I go, that looks good.
And I mean, as caveat is that they might be so good that you can't tell. But that's the point.
Well, I hope they're out there. Hopefully. Show them. Yeah, send them my way if those exist. I've yet to see them.
Yeah, send us your veneers and we'll tell you if they look good or not.
We'll do a review of every person. I just feel like no one talks about it. It blows my mind.
I guess because like, yeah, I don't know. Would you say the majority of people are still that are getting veneers are still people who like just like need them, not want them? So people are a little hesitant to make comments, but yeah.
It's just the only, there's the only ones I really see are the rich people who go, yeah, I'm gonna spend a car on this and make my teeth go from looking already very good to perfect and perfectly white. What's your correct opinion?
Okay, mine's like the same concept, but with Botox and fillers.
Oh, whoa.
I mean, my correct opinion is you look better with the wrinkles than with crazy Botox and fillers. Because think about it. If you see people with like wrinkles, you're just like, oh, yeah, they're just like normal. But if you see someone with like bad filler and Botox, you're like, oh my gosh.
It's perfect if you want to look like, let's say you're a 30-year-old woman and you're like, you know what? Instead of looking 30, I'd like to look like a really hot 39-year-old.
Yes.
Like that's what it's perfect for. You know what I mean? Where you go, oh my gosh, that woman looks incredible. She looks, I mean, she's got to be pushing 40, but she looks great. And then you go, well, I'm 31. You go, oh. It's perfect for that.
I will say, I'm not saying this is the case.
Are you just laughing at examples you're looking at?
This is not the case for everyone.
Yeah, some.
I mean.
Or the lips drive me nuts. Drive me nuts when you kind of go, yeah, there should be a legal limit.
Yeah.
You go, my gosh, who needs lips that big? What are you doing?
You can get it done well.
Can you even suck a straw?
But yeah.
I mean, can they even like dive for rings in a pool? Those things just float to the top.
Oh wow!
They've got to be buoyant.
Can they? I don't know. Some of the lips are really bad. I thought we were getting out of that phase, but I'm still seeing it happening.
Yeah, I guess just if you're dead, just a little touch. You look beautiful. You don't need to.
Wrinkled and shriveled.
When you get in that lane of woman who wants to look a certain way, and man, it's like everyone just looks the same. They got the same. And I bet we're going to start to see a trend reversing back. I think so. Look a little more natural.
Well, it's kind of like, you know, have you seen this where it's like people start to have kids and then you're like, man, that kid looks nothing like either the parent.
They're giving kids Botox?
No.
That kid's saying, got
the Botox. The parents look so kind of different than what they really should look like that the kids don't even look like their parents.
You know, a lot of people are probably like, whoa, Trinket, you're being a little aggressive here because I can't get a lot of people on board with this. I tried a bit on this on stage where it's like, what do people say when you have a baby? Who does it look like, the mom or the dad? But she looked like the mom. I go, you don't even look like you. Mm. We don't know what, you know, what does she look like? You go, I don't, she's got her, does she have her mommy's nose? Mommy doesn't even have her nose anymore. And then people never really,
people don't like it.
They were like, this is a little too much. They didn't like it. Because
again, I'm not saying people, all of it is bad. You can get it done looking good. But there's just, it's just like, it, the bad is really bad. Just like the veneers. It's like, wouldn't you rather just look normal than for people to be like, oh my gosh. You know?
It is interesting. I wonder if the, if we're going to hit a point where like the women like you who are holding out, and then in 10 years, you're just kind of, you look like a pretty good for your age 40 year old. And if
only
if,
pretty yeah, good,
and, huh?
Only pretty good. I'm not going to look really good. For
really,
my age.
Really good.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I make you smile and laugh so much. Your wrinkles are really bad.
Oh, wow.
So sorry.
I really turned that one around.
Yeah. Look how much I make you smile. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. Maybe that's so. So you're saying you're better than everyone who's.
That's not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying. And I'm not saying I will never ever get it. I don't know. But I'm just saying that it's people are. You should just.
I'm starting to notice a lot of men with some Botox.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, men get it too.
What are your thoughts on that?
I mean, again,
come on, be honest. A grown man getting Botox. What are your thoughts?
I
picture this. You never you're living a different life. You're 34. You're single. You go, man, I would love. I still want to get married and have kids one day. So you're out looking around. You're looking at 32 year olds. You're looking at 38 year olds. 37 year old walks by. You go, this guy asked me out. He's Botoxed up. Would you go? That's a man who's confident in himself. I'd like that. That's a man's man.
If I could, if I can tell that they have Botox, just like a woman, if I can really tell that
that's what I'm asking. That's what I'm asking.
Then I don't like
just the
like
simple
it.
Fact that he went, a grown man went to an appointment and said, "I'm going to sit down and get Botox." Does I that make you more or less attracted to him?
I would say less, but I'm having a hard time with this double standard, and so that's why I'm hesitant here.
Derek, what are your thoughts? You got Botox, Derek?
No, never.
I mean, you got a hair transplant. I just feel like it's is it that much different?
I think there's a huge difference.
Thank you, Derek.
I'd still probably roast you a little bit in the group chat, but not as much as the Botox.
I deserve a little bit of joking around. Trey's bald. He cheated. Yeah. He's you know all that. That's great. That's great. Yeah. And I did a cosmetic procedure, didn't mm-hmm. I? So I'm a little bit less of a man. Listen, there's not a lot of rough and tough guys getting a hair transplant. I'll be the first to admit.
Right. I mean, there's a scale here.
You think Jonathan goes back to the oil rig with his hair plugs? No. He's bald. He shaves it off like a real man.
He does.
And I'm a man enough to admit that. But I think there's levels to this. And I think when it comes to the wuss Olympics, the wuss ranking scale, I'm not a zero, but I'm like the lowest you can be, I think. And then climbing the ladders like Botox. And if you see a man with lip filler...
Oh,
and that exists.
Okay, yeah, no.
We got.
Definitely don't want that.
I mean, we're living by crazy standards today for men. Like, this is 30-year-olds in the 80s versus 30-year-olds now. Like
that.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
That is so true. It is really, really wild.
He was 30 in that?
Yeah.
Yeah. That used to be acceptable.
I mean, he was on a comedy show, so was it acceptable or was it funny?
A little of both, but think about how... That's a big part of why I did it, because I looked around. Think of a single, if anyone can send, any of the recties or anyone listening, send a single example of a famous actor, singer, anyone in their 30s who's bald or balding. Like, we've eradicated it. They won't let it happen. Think of one.
Vin Diesel was the last one.
Was the last one, and he's gay.
What?
So it's different. Being bald and gay is kind of cool, I think.
Oh.
I'm not deep in the community, but that's my understanding.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, isn't he, Derek? Feels like a big miss if I'm wrong on that, but I'm pretty confident.
He's not gay.
He's not? Were the rumors?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
who am I thinking of?
Not that it matters. I just like didn't know that.
Who am I thinking of?
No, it was him because I think the internet made a whole thing about him being gay.
Okay, sorry, he's not. Vin Diesel's not. Yeah.
Okay.
And you know why they made it? Because he was bald.
Because
they
go,
something's off with this guy. Wow. Yeah, they can't. The guy can't just be bald.
Wow.
So I did it for my family. So you guys, the people were running around screaming, "This, there's no way this Trey and Katie thing's real. He's got to be something."
I mean, there's already rumors because he wears some dresses for work sometimes. So
that's right. So I had to keep, got to keep the hair right.
Yeah.
But you can't think of one. Think of one guy who's just like, yeah, I'm going to be bald.
I guess what's hard
they
is
they won't
like,
allow it.
I don't even know. It's hard to even know the ages of a lot of actors these days, right? Because they like, they'll play like a 18-year-old and they're 30 years old or like they'll.
Or I guess we've all accepted as a society, like watch this cool movie set in the 1800s and she has lip filler.
Okay, that actually that, really I go, bothers
cast it
me.
Differently.
That really bothers me. I don't want to see a time period piece with a clearly.
Oh, Margot Robbie was back in the 1700s. She looked like that at 42.
Right.
Really? Wuthering Heights. Really?
That does actually bother me. It makes it feel way less. You know, they like don't have makeup on and stuff to be authentic, but you're like, but you look perfect still. That's not what people look like with no makeup.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Jacob Elordi. Oh, there's a 6'5 guy in the 1700s. Sure. Yeah, right.
Sure.
Nope.
Yeah.
No. Do you know nothing of that? The height didn't exist. We're all shorties because we had no nutrients. Mm. That's why Abe Lincoln was 6'4", and he's talked about as if he was the 10-foot man.
Okay, fair.
And you know what? His size pales in comparison to the
what?
I gotta go to bed.
The what?
I can't even speak. I know what's happening right now. My mustache hairs are too long and they're tickling my nose. You see me? I have a haircut tomorrow.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah, you're looking a little grungy.
I have a lot going on. Okay, let's get to some submissions. Thank you all for sending these in. We want to always hear from the recties. TreyKinney.com/correctopinions. Fan wrote in. They go, let's start with this funny. Someone just wrote in. This is short and sweet. There's a TikTok here. They said, they just go, it's just a TikTok I thought Trey should see and Katie may appreciate.
Okay, I can't wait.
Okay, the title is Things That Make Men Gay.
Okay. I think make men gay. One, orange iPhone. Get a razor. Me recording this on my orange iPhone. Two, going through the drive-thru every day. We used to be hunter-gatherers, and you mean to tell me you can't stand over a stove for like 15, 20 minutes?
Orange iPhone or not? Orange iPhone's cool.
They've never been cool, but.
Do you really not like my orange iPhone?
I really don't love it. I don't.
Oh my gosh. I was so excited when the color came out.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Having a 3-row SUV when you don't have a wife or kids. Like, why are you driving around a Ford Explorer or a Nissan Pathfinder?
That's funny.
A Tahoe or a Yukon, that might be an exception, but why are you driving around a mom car when you ain't got no wife, no kids? Gay. I'm sorry, but working out at Barry's, that's gay. It's so good. Get a good workout at Barry's, it's gay.
That's actually pretty true, yeah.
What's another one? Pumping your body full of steroids and testosterone so you can be the biggest guy in the room. Girls have said and said and said they are not into that. Why are you still doing it? Why are you still doing it if you don't care about how men look at you? That's gay. And to add to that, being taller than like 6'4". Like, I feel like 6'2 is a sweet spot for a lot of ladies. 6'3", 6'4 is like, oh yeah, yeah, super tall. Why are you 6'5", 6'6", 6'7"? Why are you that tall? Why are you doing all that? Because you want to be the biggest guy in the room because you want all the guys to look at. That's gay. That's gay.
Why would a recti have sent this to us?
Because you have an orange iPhone and you're doing steroids.
Yeah, thank you. They're probably like, Trey's been looking, yeah, he's jacked and he's 6'6". That's why they sent it. Yeah.
Because people probably are confused about your size because like you always say that I'm like 6'3", and they can tell that you're bigger than me. And so they're probably a little confused at how big you are.
Yep. Wait, I'm still locked in, by the way, doing my pull-ups, push-ups challenge. You see that blood blister on my hand? It's a sign of pull-ups.
Wow, what a tough guy.
No. Yeah. Oh, trust me. Eva points it out every day. She goes, boo-boo on his hand.
Wow. And then she goes, tough daddy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I've been working out. We went to Solaro City.
Yeah.
And I pushed my stroller with side by side, two kids in it up those hills.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt pretty good.
Yeah, you were sweating.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you feel so good. And then you're like, yeah, I deserve. What'd you have to eat that night?
Just garbage.
Yeah, dude. So,
yeah. Taco Bell. I'm still sporting them. They need us now.
How often do you have it?
That's
a safe space.
For a while, it was getting close to 2 times a week, to be honest.
That's amazing. Yeah. I had it. Still good. No bowel issues. Happy to report. They fixed the problem. You heard it here first. Go fire it up. Okay, someone wrote in. Hey, Trey, Katie, and Derek.
No one talks about the...
Hey, Trey, Katie, and Derek. Thank you for replying to my video last year about Brazil nuts. It was funny that you turned into a whole taste test the next week. I remember we ate all the nuts.
Mm-hmm.
I have a 6-month-old now, and being a new parent has inspired a correct opinion that I'd like to share. Aquariums are better than zoos any day of the week. The zoo is a bunch of walking just to see animals who look miserable and cramped in a small exhibit. I live in Texas, and about half the year it is too hot to be out all day with young kids walking around. But the aquarium, there is AC and climate control for all the animals and fish. In addition, the last few times I've been to zoos, half the exhibits are closed down or empty, or the animals are hiding or whatever. Aquariums tend to be more interactive. Touch ponds, stingray pools. I'm curious which y'all prefer, zoo or aquariums. Thanks. I look forward to Wednesdays. Congrats on your third baby. Thank you. Agree. Couldn't agree more. I took Thomas to one of these. We walked around. We saw different little sections of fish, stingray. He didn't want to touch the stingray, but they were there. There's eel popping out. He's like, this is crazy. It was cool. It's climate change. We got a little food. The fish can't run off. They're in there.
They're in there. Yeah.
The zoo, blazing hot. I just can't. The zoo is one of those things you go to thinking this is what we need as a family. Then you get there and you go, it never lives up to it.
I haven't been, since, did you go with us in Texas? No, you didn't go. No.
One of the times.
And I didn't like it at all. Not at all. But I also don't really like animals, so that is a little tough for me, but I'm supportive for my kids. Yeah,
I think they put one down. Katie asked if she could watch. Like when you can go watch like people being put down on death row, Katie, she would buy a ticket.
No, I wouldn't. That's so
No, sick. The animal, they're like, yeah, see that clump of black fur or the top right up there, that's a leopard curled up taking a nap.
Mm-hmm.
Was that worth walking in 110 degrees? The zoo, there's some zoo families out there. They love it.
Yeah. Huh? You have to really, I think the key is you have to really love animals. And we just aren't really in that sector.
But even if you do, they're not there. They go, the lions took the day off. We let the lions out on a sick day or something. Like, get them out here.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we actually have not. You took Thomas to the aquarium. I took them when we were in Hawaii like 2 years ago. But we haven't been since then. But that is a good idea. We should do that more. Inside.
Yeah, we remember the aquarium
less,
here.
Less scary.
Mm-hmm.
Like the zoo definitely like kind of scared Eva a little bit. But I think she would really like the fish behind the glass. Same, mm-hmm. same. I would, if I'm going to get a pet, it's probably going to be a fish.
Okay, we have another submission here. Hey, Katie, I have one child. And when she arrived, she clocked in at 9 pounds, 10 ounces. Delivered naturally after I pushed for 5.5 hours straight.
Oh, gosh.
Everyone in the delivery room, including myself, was beside themselves when they found out her weight.
Oh, my gosh.
Katie, yours is the only person... You're the only person I know who holds the near triple crown for birthing 9-pounders, and now I have questions. So, Katie, from one giant baby parent to another, does it get easier after the first one? Does your body just go from here we go again every single time? I just need to know if next time will be a little easier, or should I just accept our fate? Thanks for the laughs. Christina, proud parent of a 9-pound, 10-ounce linebacker. Dang, girl, are you a linebacker too? Pushing for 5 hours?
That is brutal. I am so sorry. I mean, yeah, having your, I mean, what? Thomas was 9 pounds, 5 ounces, and I pushed for almost an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah. 5 hours. That is good for you. Good job getting it done, but that is brutal.
Do you think she didn't push hard enough?
I think that it was her.
Say it.
First kid, and it's a huge baby. But It will get easier. I don't want to like guarantee, but it should definitely get easier. And I don't know if that baby was late or not, but don't have him late after that.
Get him on time. Don't let him.
If we have another kid, I don't even think I'm going to go to the week of the due date because clearly that was too big. So get it out.
Yeah. Good luck out there.
Get it out.
Good night. Anonymous. They wanted to make sure to note this next submission. Keep it anonymous. Okay. My correct opinion is that anniversaries do not need to be celebrated on social media with a post. I'm listening. Oh, it's your 7th anniversary? Woo! When I see those, I think, okay, that's your celebration. 10 years? Seriously, that's wonderful. But it leads me to think, am I supposed to celebrate with you? What do you want me to like? Comment? I feel like people use it to garner attention for themselves and use their expensive wedding photos or family photos they paid for. I'm all for love and anniversaries and families, but I just feel like we don't need to know every year that it's your anniversary. Everyone has an anniversary, and it's your special day. Celebrate it by going to dinner or buying each other gifts, but professing your love in a performative way is overkill. Let's get back to old Instagram where we posted vague photos and it wasn't all look at me, look at us. Oh, 100% agree. She's cooking. 7th anniversary. You know, 10, maybe the big ones, sure. Let us know. I'll give it a like. 7. 7.
7 is, you know, the 7-year itch. It's typically where it goes wrong. Anyways, so.
Yeah, just comment. Good luck. Yeah. Here's the beginning of the end.
How's it going? Maybe that's why they're posting it.
Yeah.
They're like, gotta show some more love here.
Yeah, that's a great point. You get older now, and you know we have a lot of people celebrating 6, 7, 8 beyond the post 12 years, and they post like their photos, and then you're kind of like, oh, this is sad. They go 12 years ago when we got married, and they post those photos. You guys, oh man, you guys look way worse.
Really different.
Yeah, yeah. You go, oh man, look at those at your house. It's true. We're living long enough on socials where we don't need the anniversary post every year.
What about like a story? Do you think that's more acceptable? Just a cute little.
Yeah, I really think it's funny when you see people do the collab posts on their feed. I just envision this bro who never posts on Instagram ever. It pops up like 7 years. Like, what's that convo like? She's like, babe, could you accept my collab invite? He's like, I don't even have the password. She's like, log in, figure it out. And accept the collab invite so we can collaborate on this post. He's like, but babe, I only have 300 followers and they're literally all the same people that follow you. She's like, I don't care. We need it to say both our names on it.
Do you think that that's what people think when I accept collab posts with you? Like, she doesn't even post. She just accepts these collabs of all the people that probably just follow him. Yeah,
probably. Probably a little bit. Okay, this next one, another correct opinion. Someone wrote in, I have a correct opinion. People that don't RSVP for things when it is asked for are the worst. Why is it so hard for people to RSVP? I'm having my first and my baby shower's in a week and a half. We asked for RSVPs by last Sunday. I had to follow up with half the people invited this week to see if they're coming. I ran into the same thing when I threw a baby shower for my sister-in-law. I don't understand what is so hard about texting someone, I will be there, thanks. Preach it, girl. Preach. I'm trying to schedule a little hang with our group of friends. Mm-hmm. I've had to, because I don't mind doing this.
Yeah.
I don't know how anyone plans anything else ever, because I don't mind being a jerk. I go, we're in a group text. I just at the 6 people who haven't responded. At you, respond. Respond. And if you don't, that's a final chance. I'm confirming without you. And this has happened in the past where we had a big group gathering. We're like, got a head count for, getting food. And one person there just, you know, they never saw it. And I said, no dinner for you. I did. I told them no dinner. And a couple people were like, oh my God, that's not nice. You want to, and they share the food with him. And I remember being furious. I go, don't give him any, make him watch us eat.
What?
Well, what, how else do people learn?
I know. I mean, they do, but
it's the principle of it. And I wish we helped more people accountable like that. Picture it. You're throwing a shower for 12 girls. 13 shows up. There's 12 steaks. Girls eat steak for their brunches or something.
No.
There's 12 pieces of quiche. There's 12 slices of quiche.
Oh, you didn't like quiche.
And the one girl just, well, she just ignored the four requests for the quiche confirmation, which we, you know, I'm sure exists. I mean, would you share it with her? Would you stand up and say, Melissa needs to learn a lesson. Watch us eat the quiche, girl.
I think that... No, I agree. You need to RSVP. I mean, I also like to plan things too. And yeah, the amount of times you have to like hunt people down is tough. Yeah. It's like someone else is going to all this trouble to like plan something that you would go to and most likely get free food or entertainment or whatever it is. At least you can do is just say yes or no.
By the way, did you send... We got to pay all these people for like baby showers and gifts and stuff. Did you send them? Do you keep it up with that? You cash apping people?
I sure am cash apping them.
We cash app, baby. You all know this is a cash app podcast. So you did?
Oh, yeah. I'm on it.
How much? Don't tell me.
Yeah.
I like that. But you know what's...
You know me. It's like, did I undersend or did I oversend? I'm never right on the mark, you know?
Yeah, sometimes it's crazy. They're like, hey, the group's just like, everyone send a random amount we're like giving to charity. And Katie's like, $10. I go, oh my gosh, we can afford more than that. They're like, it's a baby shower. Should we give them a $200 gift? I go, no. Yeah, you never know with you.
Money is mythical to me still to this day.
Good for you. Cash App does a lot more than you think when it comes to having your back and making sure your money stays your money. Cash App has a new wife mode where they don't let your wife... I'm making that up.
Hilarious.
But Cash App just released a new status program for the way people actually spend called Cash App Green. Now when you spend at least $500 a month with the Cash App card, you can earn green status, which unlocks benefits. So benefits like up to $200 of free overdraft coverage. And if you overdraft unexpectedly, there are no hidden fees. Cash App can do way more than you think when it comes to make your money work for you. If you direct deposit at least $300 in paychecks each month and use the Cash App card for purchases, you can earn interest on your savings. No hidden fees, no minimum balance requirements. The list of perks go on and on. So get sign up today. We got an offer for y'all. New Cash App customers can earn $10 if they use code Cash App 10 on their profile at sign up. That is Cash App 10. So you can earn $10 if you use the code CashApp10 in your profile at sign up and send $5 to a friend within 14 days. Terms apply. Cash App is a financial services platform, not a bank. Banking services provided by Cash App's bank partners. Prepaid debit cards issued by Sutton Bank, member FDIC. Cash App Visa debit flex cards issued by Sutton Bank, member FDIC, and the Bancorp Bank N.A. pursuant to a license from Visa USA, Inc. See terms and conditions for the Sutton prepaid card, Sutton debit flex card, and Bancorp debit flex card. Cash App Green features savings, direct deposit, roundups, overdraft coverage, and discounts provided by the Cash App, a Block Eat brand. Visit cash.app/legal/podcast for full disclosures. I saw you clean out the closet. Thank you. It's been time.
Yeah, it's time. I mean, I really gotta...
You have nothing to wear and you have so many things clothes. In there. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I have like 10 different sizes from being pregnant, so I really need to get rid of a lot of stuff. So I think I'm going to sell it on Vinted.
New sponsor alert, Vinted.
Yeah. And I love the fact that you can also, I mean, I'm going to buy clothes off of there too, because I mean, yeah, you find something that you like, some kind of jeans or something, go look on there and you can get them secondhand instead of buying them new. I mean,
you did it really easy. I mean, you're a mom, you got mom brain, you're busy. You were able to do it.
Yeah.
Come on.
It's easy.
I mean, you're a very smart woman, but you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're very stylish too.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
You're beautiful. Wow. Vinted is a new sponsor. There's no seller fees. There's so many perks. Selling clothes you no longer wear makes it, I mean, it's nice. You can refresh your wardrobe, get a little money for that.
Yeah, I love
girl it. Girl math, right?
I tell you all the time, I'm like, do you know how much money I just made on the clothes that I got rid of?
You buy a $100 dress. 5 years later, you sell it for $30. It's basically you made money.
It was the dress was free.
Yeah. Yep. So y'all try it out. Listing items on Vinted is quick and simple. Once an item sells, Vinted creates the prepaid shipping label for you. So y'all, come on. What are you waiting for? Ready to clean out the closet? You make some extra money. Download the Vinted app for free and start listing with no seller fees. You keep every dollar you earn. And for a limited time, enjoy free shipping in the U.S. on Vinted. So go now, get the Vinted app for free and start listing today. Okay, let's get to a couple clips. I got a few clips here. These are the anthem one first. I couldn't wait to show you this, Katie.
Okay.
I know you're off social. This is the best part of the clips part of the podcast because Katie.
I'm so excited to watch some social media.
Yeah, let's do it. Okay, this is special. Listen to this.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous.
Are there three?
Are they competing?
Wait, yeah, what is happening?
She's like messing with them. She's not even on the same.
They're not even remotely.
Looks like Whoopsie Goldberg. Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's. That is kind of like, you ever, like I remember in college, they'd be like, now sing the anthem, the head of the opera department.
Oh,
and they just
yeah.
go up there and you're like, is this good? Like, oh, say, can you.
I mean, that was, do you think she thought she sounded good? Or
well, I don't, are they a trio or are they like, we've, today for the anthem, we've got a battle. And they picked two different people. She like singing over each other.
Because two of them were sharing one mic.
We watched were so gallantly streaming.
She sounds like she's being shaken.
I know.
Red glare!
Rockets, red glare! The bombs bursting in air!
They just stop singing.
They just stop singing.
Through the night that our flag was.
I kind of.
The flag just stops waving.
I like kind of feel bad for this lady. Go, I mean, she. At,
you feel she, bad? I mean, she has so much confidence. She.
You think that she. Like, who asked her to do it? Look, why?
People are going to be laughing, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Oh, say does
I mean, she's trying so hard. Yeah, those are the two people who are just like, you don't even know what to do with this.
Or the land of the free and the home of the
Is that woman?
I mean, how are people not dying and laughing?
What is she an act? Is she a singer, or was she just like some woman who was like, "I want to sing this"?
I think she like rose from the dead or something. Yeah,
I think they're former professional women's baseball players.
Really?
I think they.
That's what I'm feeling. That. I'm feeling like she's not a singer.
Yeah.
And she was like, "Oh, I can definitely do it."
Oh my gosh, that's like, I think. I don't think they do this anymore. Like the college basketball men's Final Four, they would do this thing where like the anthem would be sung by a college athlete from each athletic department.
Oh.
Remember, this is a famous story because that's how I watched my ex-girlfriend sing the anthem like 10 years ago when I got sent to the Final Four.
And I see.
Like the wildest turn of events. But I think maybe after a couple years doing that, they realized like, okay, it's actually a lot to ask to have a great singer show up. That's
yeah.
a student athlete at one of these schools.
Because yeah.
we're wheeling out some really pitchy. We don't have to shut the. Oh, breathe. And the hope of love. Sign me up. I could do it.
That
Take
really
me
was.
To the ball game.
That really was crazy. That has to be one of the worst.
Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. That's better than she's doing it. I don't even know how she's.
You have to sound like you're out of breath.
She's doing her whole.
That is close, yeah.
Like a rain.
I wonder.
Wow.
It is like that. What is her actual like talking voice? It makes me think that her, I feel like her talking voice has to be like that too.
Hello. Man, that is all time. Every year we get a new anthem video. And this is why I remember, if you're ever an aspiring singer, don't ever sing the anthem. How many bad anthem videos do we all know of? You can think of several. They happen every year. How many good anthems?
Three.
They talk about two or three ever. I've never done the anthem. It was teased to me back in the day. Oh, your singer do the anthem? I go.
You've never done it before?
Nope. Never once. You know what? I'm going to do it.
When?
I remember in high school sometime, there's some kind of high school sport and someone was like, the anthem singer's not here, and someone's dad just walked down and did it. And he was like the coolest guy in the world that night. So that's when I would do it.
Oh, that's
like, we're missing an anthem singer. That's the only time I do it. I go, all right, I'll do it. And people go, I guess Miles' dad's going to sing the anthem. Land of the free. I would do it like that.
And they're going to be like.
And the whole of love.
If you do it like that, they're going to be like.
I'm hitting that. I'm hitting that. I'd be like, ooh. Miles, your dad is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, whoa, it's still kind of like. I still kind of forget we have like a child named Miles. You're like, Miles' dad, who's that?
I don't know.
They were not former players. I got that wrong, but I think I saw that on Twitter.
Okay. Who are they? Were
they were Motown singer.
Motown singer?
Motown.
Motown. What does Motown stand for?
Detroit Motortown.
Oh, like, this guy knows ball. This guy knows. Well, I mean, Derek is black, so
it's he understands. Yes.
People, yes, of course. Okay, what else clips we got? We have some good ones here.
No one talks about the difficulties in having a bedtime gap relationship. Okay, because everybody's worried about age gaps, long distance, different love languages. Meanwhile, one person goes to bed at 9:45 p.m. and the other starts feeling alive at 11:30 p.m. That's a real compatibility issue right there, okay? Because now every night turns into a hostage negotiation, okay? One person is sending good night with a heart emoji, while the other person is just opening their second personality of the day, okay? And the early sleeper always acts so peaceful about it, too. They're brushing their teeth, they're turning lights off, they're getting under the covers like a responsible citizen. Meanwhile, maybe I'm just warming up. Like, I haven't even had my unnecessary late night thought yet. Like, and the late night person always gets judged, always. Okay, suddenly I'm the problem because I don't think bedtime should occur while stores are still open. So yeah, some of us think midnight is outrageously late and others think midnight is when the evening officially begins. Okay, that's more than a relationship issue. That's a time zone issue.
This is real. This is real.
It is real.
This is obviously not a baby mode, but every few months I'll get exasperated. I go, is this? There never once, I'm not exaggerating. Never once have you been like, Trey, we should go to bed. I have to plead with you every single night. It's crazy.
It's because even when I, outside of baby time, because I feel like right now I want to go to bed, but outside of that, it's because even if I am really tired, I think to myself like, oh, we're like watching this show, I'm just gonna fall asleep. I'm not gonna just like say like, let's go to bed, I'll just fall asleep.
Yeah, I ruined that for you.
Yeah,
Katie was like a fall asleep with the TV and lights on person, which I just couldn't even fathom. Yeah, before babies, it was I would have to. That was a big issue. It'd be at midnight. I'd be like, can we go to bed, please? You'd be like, no.
What advice?
It's Friday night. Let me live. You're like, you're not letting me live.
Yeah.
What are we doing? Let's go to bed.
But you know what? I think you've kind of
what
stopped
advice
this.
What advice do you have someone watching this who's
really,
newly married?
What really bothered me about that is that we'd be like watching a show together. And he would just out of the blue
what
be like,
advice do you
it's time
have
for bed
someone
right
watching
now.
This who's newly married or who is
there would be like 5 minutes
think
left
that
on the episode.
To band it off. Because I knew it was you needed that.
It was very bizarre. That was also bizarre behavior. You're like, and I'm like, who says that you get to be tell us when we're going to bed? Let's watch 5 more minutes and go to bed.
Last night we had the finale of Widow's Bay. Really enjoyed this show. And I didn't even start it. I go, let's just save it till we know we can watch it.
Yeah, see, that's what that was like, oh, he's changed. That's good.
Yeah, but we've been watching Quarterback. I love that you don't mind that show.
I like that there's a family aspect to it.
And it gets you kind of fired up for the season.
I don't care about the football part at all. I like seeing their wives and their families.
they do a great job casting. They had Joe Flacco and his... It's like married his high school sweetheart and they have 5 kids.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm just so happy for Joseph. He's doing a great job. It's great. Okay, we have one more clip here I wanted you to see.
What advice do you have someone watching this who's newly married or who is about to be?
Do you think that when you are very old and your wife is very old and ugly and wrinkled and fat and not very bright or even nasty, that you will still find her beautiful. If so, marry her. The last view I had of my wife in the nursing home about an hour after she died.
I just got back from dancing at Six Flags.
I fell in love with her again. Here is a wasted, emaciated, wrinkled, suffering body. It's as beautiful as a crucifix.
My gosh. It's a lot of mixed feelings there.
No, I thought this clip was going so viral as it was so beautiful. This old man, he loved his wife, and we can't take anything seriously. Oh my gosh. And then I made a Six Flags joke, and we're...
Why did he just keep going on with the adjectives?
Yeah, he could have used half the adjectives. I agree.
I kind of hadn't seen it. I thought, you know what? This podcast, we need to be a little more beautiful and touching in this podcast. And you're like, oh my gosh, what's he talking about? I was like, what, is he dancing at Six Flags?
When she's old.
What's funny is like when she's old and horrible ugly, and nasty and mean.
And nasty and fat. And like he just kept going. Yeah, it's like,
why would I want to be around her anymore?
It's like you could have just said like when she's not as pretty as she used to. I don't know. That was.
You go, he's trying not to laugh.
I feel like the other guy was trying not to laugh. He just kept going.
It was beautiful.
Sounded like a joke that you make when you're like pausing in between.
Well, when I'm
fat. And nasty. And
when I'm all fat and nasty and mean to you, you still have the hots for me?
Mm-hmm.
I've never experienced that. Oh, I gotta be fair. I gotta be honest.
What do you mean?
You've never really, like, approached me after I've been really mean to you and fat.
Yeah, I don't think that they're, like... I think that they just meant, like, falling in love. I don't think that they're, like...
Wait, he's talking about... Physical intimacy.
Yeah, I don't think he's talking about that.
when you're 90 and she's old and fat and mean, would you still want some?
I don't think that's what he's talking
that's
about.
That's what the point of that was, I think.
And that is what every man thinks, I'm sure.
Well, it's as beautiful as we get here on Correct Opinions. I do want to get to this other piece of content here. This is we'll call this a segment. New segment alert. What I'm learning as a dad right now.
Okay.
New segment alert. Wee. Here we go. This will be a sweet, cute, informative part of the podcast. What I'm learning as a dad right now. So, unfortunately, parents, if you're in it, I know some people are like, newborn, I can't wait to be out of this newborn phase. And everyone told me this, like, newborns, not the hardest. Wait till they're toddlers. They might be correct. This guy, what is he? He's laying there. It's... We have a three-year-old boy, and it's very challenging at times. It's very fun, but I came across this great post. Shout out XMaslin01. I mean, get a better username. How do I even? But okay, it just goes, what? Okay, age 2 and 4, some of the most neurologically demanding phases of early childhood for the child and the parent. So what's happening in a 2 to 4-year-old brain? It says their the prefrontal cortex. It doesn't really come to like they're 25 years old. But the amygdala, the emotional reactive all or nothing. You know what? I just pronounced it.
You knew that, right?
Amygdala.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's how Kanye pronounced it in one of his rap songs. And that's why I said it like that.
Oh. Amygdala?
Amygdala is what I said. Oh, and that's funny to you?
I mispronounce things all the time.
You know what? You haven't laughed at any of my jokes this whole podcast. But when I came home looking like a redneck, I go, Katie, no one was dressed like a redneck. I mean, you couldn't have laughed more. I came home after a guy's night. She was up feeding.
Oh,
I had my shirt off, brushing my teeth.
My gosh.
And I go, Katie, this is day 5 of doing push-ups and pull-ups. I go, Katie, is it working? She laughed harder than I've seen her laugh in a year at that question.
I
laugh it up.
It was the hardest I've laughed in a very long time. It was a combination of sleep deprivation And just like,
it's working, dude. I've done 5 days of pull-ups and push-ups, yeah, and it's working.
Being where I'm at currently, like postpartum, my whole body is falling apart and hurting. And he's like, I've done push-ups and pull-ups for 5 days. Do you think I look jacked? I mean, I couldn't have laughed harder.
And I was being so sincere. I thought I really was. Okay. Amygdala. The emotional reactive all or nothing part of your brain is online running the show. So when a three-year-old melts down over a triangle cut sandwich, that's a genuine crisis, not drama, not manipulation. So what toddler parenting does to your body, but elevates the baseline cortisol. This produces a specific exhaustion parents describe as different from tired, where you lie down and your mind's still running. And here's what tantrums are actually doing. It's the child's nervous system practicing its only available discharge mechanism. The child learns the relationship survives their worst moments. Regulation develops by feeling fully in the presence of a calm caregiver. So what parents actually need during this phase is, you know, someone who maybe brings you food. We do meal trains, right? Mm-hmm. Someone who takes the kid for a couple hours, family or whoever. And then it says, your struggle did not damage the child. This is good. There goes, a longitudinal study found parents with the highest distress during ages 2 to 4 show no difference in child outcomes at age 10 compared to lower distress parents.
Hmm.
So that's nice to read.
That's good.
Yeah. But basically just age 2 to 4, they're having tantrums. It drives you nuts. You're going to lash out. You're going to be distressed. But that they've done studies that doesn't affect, doesn't jack your kid up. Because I've said that a couple times. I go,
I'm terrified of that.
I'm really proud of it. And this, I've learned my response isn't yelling. My response is maybe like going quiet and disappearing, which isn't good either. But I yelled at him. I think I talked about this. And when I'm like, I'm sorry, I yelled. And he goes, yeah, like that one time. He brought up the one only time I yelled. I was like,
yeah,
that was months ago. It stuck with him. And I go, am I just going to, then it's going to be a serial killer because I yelled at him.
No.
But that's nice. That's not, you know. Creation's amazing. There's a design, and so it's gonna happen, but it's not gonna damage your kid. That was nice to read. They've done studies,
and we aren't perfect. And I asked you this too. I'm like, did your parents yelling at you damage you? No, you're fine.
Wow,
it's fine.
You just assume. I never told you that. You just assume why your in-laws were screamers.
I didn't say they're screamers. Do you think that there is a parent out there who hasn't yelled at their kid once ever? You think so?
Yeah, the ones that abandon them.
That's true. The ones that are not present, which is way worse.
Mm, that's a good way to think about it.
You don't have a family member that does gentle parenting?
Come on.
I mean,
do you have any gentle parents in the family? We have some weird family reunions.
No, I don't think so.
No, I don't think so.
But I think, I feel like ages 0 to 2 is like physically really hard as a parent because you have to do everything for them, like holding them, picking them up, feeding them. It's like, and then I think from there on out, it's like more emotionally hard.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And we were talking, you never would admit this, but my daughter breaks my heart more and your son breaks your heart more. Like Thomas at a park and he was running around chasing this like 4-year-old girl. He just, you know, so friendly, met her and he started running after her and he fell running after her.
Yeah.
And I was just, I didn't think anything of it, but you said,
you didn't think anything of it.
No, you said it like, you're like, oh, he's probably embarrassed. Like,
yeah.
But I went to a party and sweet little Eva was, she has this adorable thing where her nervous habit is she like pinches her neck fat.
Yeah.
So we dropped her off at the party. I looked up and she was just standing in the middle of the yard. You know, most of the kids around, like our friend's kids, like a year older than her. She was just standing there just looking around like, Eva, are you okay? And she just put her arms out to me. I was like, she's just a little scared little girl in a big world. She's scared. But my son, if he's out there being shy, I'm like, stop being so shy.
Come on,
go talk to somebody.
I think you have a bigger discrepancy than I do.
Nope.
Yes.
No.
If I saw Eva do that on the playground, I would also be
You never said upset. It. You've never once uttered a word about that about Eva. I've watched you change Eva's diaper. You hold her down, little our boy. Yes. Oh my. Yeah. No, it's so real.
It is not real.
Yes, it's so real, dude.
It is not.
You're way softer on your boys.
And no, I'm not. No, I'm not.
Mm-hmm. I have, I'll end with this. I was out the sun yesterday. This is the worst farmer's tan I've ever had in my life. Makes sense. I mean, I'm not lounging by the pool.
No, we haven't been to the pool all summer.
And so we're out in the backyard, the privacy of our backyard. I was like, it's nice to get a little sunlight. So I took my shirt off and you're just like, you just have a monster zit on your back. So I'm like, okay, you want to pop it for me? Like, this is where we're at. And then the kids notice it. They go, de-boo-boo. And then I just thought, well, it's time to educate them on what a zit is. And then they wouldn't stop. I mean, the whole day, they're just, let me see that zit some more.
I didn't tell you this. As soon as Tori walked in today, Thomas goes, hey, Mom, what was that thing on Dad's back? I wanted to tell Tori about it.
Dude, what'd you say?
I said the bump on Dad's back, and I was just going to see if he would leave it at that. And he goes, no, that's not what it was called.
No. It was like oozing, and it was gross.
The pimple? He goes, yeah. Dad had a big pimple on his back.
Did Tori laugh?
Yeah.
Our nanny, the other day.
She was like, everybody gets them. Yeah.
Dude, that's gross. She's learning the grossest things. He got a splinter. So I was like, let's get that splinter out, buddy. Grab the tweezers. He goes, yeah. In front of the nanny, Tori. Yeah, mommy. Grab those ones you use to pluck daddy's ear hairs. I'm like, dude, you got to chill with this. He's roasting. He's just like, the ear hairs. Daddy's got a pimple on his back. Yeah, what else is coming? Miss Tori. Daddy has a foot fungus. He's got a cream for a fungus. Well, great. Now,
that's funny.
Okay. Well, thank you guys as always for tuning in every week. And we'll be back next week. And I was saying that 2 weeks from now, Mother's Morning Out returns. We'll start itching to 6, 7, maybe 8 hour stretches, dare I say. And I'm thinking, I mean, just a couple weeks, things are going to
be different.
Ooh, we're gonna be crazy different. You and I mean, you won't be able to keep your paws off me, probably, because by then the push-ups and pull-ups, I won't even I'll look like a bodybuilder.
Wow.
Yeah. And the zit will be gone.
That'd be the
so
yeah.
It's a lot to look forward to.
Wow.
Love you guys. Give us 5 stars, like, comment some on YouTube, and we will see you next week. Peace. Correct opinion.